Receive this prophetically. This word will mean different things to different people. For somebody, it'll be a relationship. For somebody, it'll be a business. For somebody, it'll be a company. For somebody, it'll be a healing for your body. For somebody, it'll be a new door open up to you. But God said, what he is setting before you is more than days and seconds and minutes and hours and months and years. What he is doing is he's setting before you a large opportunity. What you do with that opportunity is your gift back to him.
This is the Potter's Touch.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus Christ, our King. I am so blessed and so excited to have the opportunity to share the word with you. I'm excited about the word. I still get excited about the word. Been preaching 37 years. I still love his word. I love what it does in your life and in your heart. I love how it strengthens you. I love how it helps you. I've got a message that I believe you are going to love. Take a look. So on one hand, it is the most amazing, miraculous, supernatural, unbelievable, incomprehensible experience I have ever had in my life. And on the other hand, I have had devils that I had to meet that I had never met before say, hello, I came to kill you. My name is I came to destroy you. Hello, I'm going to bring some out your path and try to kill you. Hello, I got a group of enemies writing about you that you don't even know. Hello, I'm writing a book about you, a guy that I never met. All of this is coming up at the same time. That's my normal now, but it wasn't then. My PR person says to me, there are 212 reporters from all over the world coming to the press conference in the morning. 212. Furthest away being the London Times. From the London Times to the Wall Street Journal, they're all here, Bishop, for your debut. I got back to the place we were staying at, and I stressed out about it. I said, oh, my God. What have you done? You have got me in trouble. And I thought, I must be crazy. I must be crazy. The media never writes nothing good about preachers. They're gonna kill me in the morning. What was I thinking? About 2 a.m., I called my press person, get up out the bed. Cancel the press conference. I must be out of my mind to throw myself out on Front Street under a bus of people who I already know are looking for any kind of edge they can get to destroy me. I am mama's baby. You don't do nothing to mama's baby. I'm going out there for them to eat me alive. People I don't even know, some of them don't even believe in God. I'm trying to, you know they're not going to believe in me. They don't believe in God. And then the ones who do are so cynical, they only take God if he looks like what they're used to seeing him like. And everything I said was true until I heard what she said. She said, Bishop Jakes, she said, the whole world has turned its head to hear what you have to say. Do you have something to say or not? This is about a space and time that God has created for you to step into a new dimension. Woo, oh God, a higher expression of yourself, a higher expression of yourself, the outworking of the internal. What does that mean? Stuff that's been shut up in your bowels, tied up in your belly, shut up in your spirit. You have finally come to the place of maturity that you can step into what you have been dreaming about, and God is about to revolutionize your life. Touch your neighbor and say, this thing is big. This thing is big. This thing is huge. This thing is gigantic. It's mammoth. It's more than I thought. I mean, it's going to revolutionize how you think, how you move, how you function. God said he is setting you into a large place. Touch three people and say, look for opportunities. Look for opportunity. Don't watch the clock. Don't look at the calendar. Don't worry about the seasons. Don't worry about what comes in the mail. Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about anything. God is setting before you a large opportunity. And if you perceive it as a large opportunity, you can walk into it and manage it. And the wells of blessings and waters and joys and deliverance are going to flow, and it's going to start in you. It's coming out of your belly. It's coming out of your spirit. It's coming out of your creativity. And that's why the enemy wants you distracted, stressed out, because this large place starts from a small place. God said, dig out your old wells. Go to the places that they have been jammed up and closed down and not been flowing. And God said, dig them out again. Dig them out. Dig out things you put on the back burner. Dig out things that you thought about, didn't have the resources to do. Dig it out, because out of those small places, get this, out of small places will come big things. Out of small places will come big things. This is how you will know it is the move of the Holy Spirit. It will not be a lot of thunder. It will not be a lot of clouds. It will be small clouds, big rain. There won't be big ovens and big restaurateurs, and it won't be big servants coming. It's going to be small stuff like two fish and five loaves of bread. It's going to start in a small place, but it's going to erupt into something real big. That's why, let me not start. He told me to tell you, don't despise small beginnings. The reason we were having trouble communicating was I looked at it and saw opposition. I was absolutely right too. Everything I said was true. She looked at it and saw opportunity. She was absolutely right, and everything she said was true. The challenge of my life is to coexist between two things that are totally true yet opposing each other, and my perspective is the only thing that makes the difference. You understand what I'm saying? I went to bed that night and I thought, oh my God. I'm laying in the bed thinking, is that what this is? Is that what this is? Has the whole world turned his head to hear what I have to say? Is this an opportunity for me to say something through all of these vehicles and reach all over the world? In spite of the risk, in spite of the discomfort, in spite of my own human frailties, is this the opportunity hidden in the opposition? That one premise was the catalyst to changing my perspective on how to manage the rest of my life. I did not know that I cannot control the variables. I can only control the perspective. We just chilling. Order another cup of coffee. We're going to go a little deeper. This text to me is amazing, because Jesus has done this fish and loaves thing and fed these 5,000 people, and the people who hated, the people who ate from him loved him. Yes. But the people who didn't hated him. And so as more people love you, more people hate you. You can't have more lovers and not have more haters.
they both grow up together. A little pastor got a few people that love him. He got a few people that hate him. You get more, you got more people that love you, you got more people that hate you. You get bigger, you got more people that love you, you got more. It all goes together. The bigger your life gets, everything comes up at the same pace. So Jesus just did this big thing with these 5,000 people, feeding them fish and loaves and stuff, and they went back to eating with Wonder Bread in between their teeth and fish bones in between their gums and talking about, man, this is heavenly food, this is awesome, this is great. And so people started believing on him. And the more people believe in you or like you or help you or support you, the more people hate you, because it creates an opportunity for envy. Your success in any level creates an opportunity for envy. The only way to avoid it is to stay down. If you lay dead, even the animals won't bite you. The risk of being bitten is the cost of getting up. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? And you have to decide, are you so concerned about being bitten that you're willing to spend the rest of your life laying dead? Or is there something pumping down inside of you that says, bite me or not, I'm getting up? What is significant to you is that God, in spite of all the things you have been through, and in spite of all the things you have failed to do, and in spite of all the things that were done to you, and in spite of all the people who tried to cancel you out, God sustained you, sent his angels to escort you, brought you safely through, and he is about to put you in a large place. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Slap somebody, say, this thing is big. This thing is big. This thing is big. I groaned for it. I cried for it. I labored for it. Like to die over it. But this thing down inside of me is big. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. If you dig it out, it's going to be huge blessings. It is generational blessings. Isaac dug out his father's wells.
Still to come on The Potter's Touch.
Let me tell you, everything that's been holding you back, everything that's been shutting you down, everything that's been in your way, I came to declare your Emancipation Proclamation. Praise him like you're free. Walk like you're free. Talk like you're free. Think like you're free. Feel like you're free. Whatever was holding you back, it just broke.
We all face opposition, but know that it's not the end. It's just an opportunity.
Challenge of my life is to coexist between two things that are totally true, yet opposing each other, and my perspective is the only thing that makes the difference.
Take hold of it and know that your time is now. This is your opportunity.
He hid his wisdom, his inheritance. He took it and put it where nobody would ever expect to find it. He hid it in you.
For your gift of any size, we want to give you This Is Your Opportunity on CD.
This is not an opposition. This is an opportunity.
When your gift is $70 or more, you will receive the entire Your Time Is Now series on DVD. When your gift is $140 or more, we also want to give you Mrs. Sarita Jake's new book for teens, The Princess Within, and the Tumblr mug set. Just visit us online or call 1-800-BISHOP-2. The year's most highly anticipated event is here. The wait is over. Woman Thou Art Loose 2014.
I just love being here. It's exciting.
The speakers are awesome.
The lineup is incredible.
There's something you walk away with that you can't take from a DVD.
Things are happening. Lives are changing.
Being able to cut the cord of things that you've had in your past.
This is the life-changing event of the year.
And I'm so glad I did come here.
Definitely a movement.
Register today for Woman Thou Art Loose 2014.
Whatever you've been imagining is too small compared to what God has opened up before you.
It is massive. It is huge. It is beyond human comprehension. It is simply an opportunity. You can't measure it with a stick. You can't measure it with a yardstick. You can't put it in a computer. It is simply an opportunity. But the opportunity is so huge that if you walk into what God is giving you in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, listen, you will never, ever, ever be the same again. I mean, a radical revolution is about to take place. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who this is for. Your success in any level creates an opportunity for envy. The only way to avoid it is to stay down. If you lay dead, even the animals won't bite you. The risk of being bitten is the cost of getting up. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? And you have to decide, are you so concerned about being bitten that you're willing to spend the rest of your life laying dead? Or is there something pumping down inside of you that says, bite me or not, I'm getting up. I'm going to be the best me. I'm going to do all I can do, even if it risks you hating me. I'm going for it. Let me tell you, everything that's been holding you back, everything that's been shutting you down, everything that's been in your way, I came to declare your Emancipation Proclamation. Praise him like you're free. Walk like you're free. Talk like you're free. Think like you're free. Feel like you're free. Whatever was holding you back, it just broke. Well, the people that have around him said, look, Jesus, let me tell you the truth. You're doing the right thing in the wrong way. The miracles that the people need to see to believe in you, they don't get to see them because you're always doing them behind closed doors. You told the man that you cast the demons out of in the tomb of Gadarenes. You sent him home. We could have used him. You, the last person you healed, you told them not to tell anybody. That's why they don't believe in you, Jesus. Your own brothers don't believe in you. It's time for you to face the facts. You healed that woman with the issue of blood and didn't even do nothing with it. She just got her healed. We could have used her testimony. You didn't say nothing about it. You keep doing your greatest stuff in private, Jesus. That's what's wrong with the movement. Oh, yes, you took 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread and fed 5,000 people, but it was out in the desert. When are you going to do your stuff on center stage so that the world will know that you're Lord? Your brothers don't even believe in you. Jesus says, I am not going to read my lips. You go. The world doesn't hate you. They hate me. And you are advising me into a position where you are not at risk. Go yourself. That's what's happening in this text. And Jesus said, I'm not going. Y'all go ahead. Have you ever made a decision and as soon as they walked out the door, you said, wait. I don't need you nowhere. Take you, the car, and the money. I'll be fine. Door slammed. Boom! And Jesus makes a clear statement. I am not going. Y'all go ahead. What we get to watch in this text is an opportunity. We have an opportunity in this text to watch Christ change his mind. Now, for my theologians, this is an anthropomorphic statement. It does not mean that God changes his mind
Because God, being a sovereign God, could not change his mind. His word is forever settled in heaven. But it is a human metaphor to describe a divine ability that defies human comprehension. It is as close as we can get to articulating what God does when he reverses a verdict, is to take the liberty of reducing it to the human attribute of changing your mind. They shut the door, boom, bop, and Jesus said, let me get dressed. I'm going to sneak up there, but I'm going to Judea. I'm going because, you know, it's the feast. Everybody's going to be there at the feast. And I'm running out of time. Whatever I'm going to do, I got to go ahead and do it now. And when you are running out of time, you have to understand that you have to take risk. Because you can't afford to sit around and say, okay, sarah, sarah. Whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Hey, sirrah, sirrah. Notice how they were singing that when you were 18? Ain't nobody singing that now? Because it ain't que sera, sera, whatever will be. You got to make it happen or it's not going to happen. You got to get up off your hind parts and bust a move or nothing is going to happen in your life. Slap your neighbor and say, take a risk. So Jesus started putting on his sandals, you know, and he gets on his throne and he covers himself and he brushes back his hair a little bit and says, okay, I'm going. But I'm going to go up at night and I'm going to go through the rocks and I'm going to climb over the creek bed and nobody even knows I'm there. Sometimes you have to sneak up on success. You got to sneak up on it. Never let them see you coming. You're easing up to it. You're easing up to it. See, you talk too much about your success and you will delay your success. You need to shut it down. Your mouth is too big for where you're trying to go. If you hold your peace, it will speak for itself. But because you announce everything to everybody, you further jeopardize the opportunity that the Lord is affording you. Have another cup of coffee. I got something else to tell you. Isaac dug the first well, and he couldn't get the blessing out of it. But he kept on digging. Touch your neighbor and say, keep on digging. Some of the things you tried to do, they ended in failure. And the enemy mocked you and said, if it had been of God, it would have worked. But the Lord told me to tell you, the devil is a lie. Touch your neighbor and say, keep on digging. So he dug the sucking well. And when he dug the sucking well, and he finally got some water coming, then the Philistines came out and said, that well belongs to us. He could have threw up his hands and said, I give it up. I walk away. I'm through with it. But you know what he did? He kept on digging. And the reason the Lord wanted you to be here tonight is because after all the hell you've been through, all the setbacks you've had, all the storms you've endured, every time the devil thought you was going to quit, you just got your shovel out and you kept on digging. Well, well.
We'll be right back right after this.
We all face opposition, but know that it's not the end. It's just an opportunity.
Challenge of my life is to coexist between two things that are totally true, yet opposing each other, and my perspective is the only thing that makes the difference.
Take hold of it and know that your time is now. This is your opportunity.
He hid his wisdom, his inheritance. He took it and put it where nobody would ever expect to find it. He hid it in you.
For your gift of any size, we want to give you This Is Your Opportunity on CD.
This is not an opposition. This is an opportunity.
When your gift is $70 or more, you will receive the entire Your Time Is Now series on DVD. When your gift is $140 or more, we also want to give you Mrs. Sarita Jake's new book for teens, The Princess Within, and the Tumblr Mug Set. Just visit us online or call 1-800-BISHOP-2.
What makes a newborn make sucking noises? When a sea turtle is birthed on land, the first thing it does is start moving toward water. The caterpillar doesn't spin silk because he sees somebody else doing it. These are natural, innate instincts. There is an instinct to increase. There is an instinct to lead.
In his newest book, New York Times bestselling author T.D. Jakes gives you keys to true fulfillment when you align your actions with your instincts.
People need to go back to following their instincts.
Unleash your inborn drive. Purchase your copy wherever books are sold. Visit tdjakes.org. Available in stores everywhere.
The year's most highly anticipated event is here. The wait is over.
We're about to rock it out.
Woman Thou Art Loose 2014. With speakers, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Mrs. Sarita Jakes, Christine Kane, Dr. Jasmine Scullark, Dr. Claudette Copeland, Sarah Jakes, Pastor Van Moody. This is going to be epic. The wait is over. Woman Thou Art Loose 2014 in Atlanta, Georgia, October 2nd through 4th. Register today. Get up close with T.D. Jakes Ministries at tdjakes.org. Connect with us anywhere, at any time.
If you haven't been hanging out with us on social media, you've been missing it. I'm there for you, ministering, sharing the word of God, encouraging you, and sometimes answering you. Yes, it's me, personally. Come on over to social media. Hang out with me. I've got something for you that will really bless your life.
Talk to us on Facebook, tweet us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Connect with us today.
Surrounded by haters, in a world full of opposition, you still yet dare to dream. Some of you are 20, and the dream comes easy because you're not running out of time. Some of you are 40 or 50 or 60, and you're starting to wonder, is it too late for me to achieve my dream? I'm running out of time, and look at my life. I pray for opportunities. And every time I turn around, something's fighting me. I got opposition. I got so many people who hate me. I got so many bills. I got so many liabilities. You know, I didn't finish school. You know, I didn't do this. You know, I didn't do that. There Jesus is standing on a stage and the university people saying, how can he know that and he did not go to our university? That's what the last scripture says. How can he speak like that and we didn't make him who he is? I'm out of time. I've got to stop there, but it's been a real joy, a precious joy, a deep and fortifying blessing to share the word of the Lord with you and to be an instrument to encourage you. I pray he used me well, and I pray you become all that God has called you to be. And I pray above everything else that you do not quit. For you are closer now than when you first believed. God bless you. Hold on.